327-0365.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, sort of bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and good girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We're coming at you live every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturdays, of course, today, from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone. And you have with you on this partly sunny day here in Minnesota, it's about 50 degrees. Saturday, October 29th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, I just want to make it clear that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice the pro-choicers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, America. We are the Sons of Liberty. So welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call. As a matter of fact, I'm going to spark you up and I'm going to provoke you in just a couple minutes here after Jake gets done with you. But if you want to be a part of this show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-809-977. One more time. 1-877-807-9977. Now, if you think you have no need to call us in, well, you know what? You might just need it. So that's the number. And again, we'll be kicking it off to you in just a minute here. This is the show, folks, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Because as I always say, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we are turning talk radio into do radio.
Doing across the country. And folks, you can find out some of that doing. I want to draw your attention to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, in the upper right-hand corner, you see the Facebook icon. We want you to become friends. Be fans of this page. This page is daily updated with new content from the Sons of Liberty. An example, this past week, Bradley had written another column in WorldNet Daily, and we just want to high-five those WorldNet Daily guys for what they're doing. But there's a new column in there, and it's called Tossed from School for Teaching the Truth. Now, many of you folks know we've done public high school assemblies throughout the country, 330 over. And what happened at one of these particular schools was a principal was, obviously, was pro-abortion, was very offended that most of his school wasn't. When he asked the students to leave, two, what was it? One
well, I was,
two
I was
teachers?
Basically shown a slide of a little child that grabbed the finger of a doctor who was still in the womb. His name was Samuel Armis. And Mama said yes to life, and he had spinal bifida. And basically what they did is they opened the womb, and they fixed the baby's spine because Mommy and Daddy chose life.
That's right. A living baby inside of a womb.
And this principal, because of two teachers and one student, mm-hmm. out of 600 kids, students, I should say, not all kids, but students, didn't like that we were showing or portraying life. We were basically showing the young people of our nation, particularly in this school, what happens when people choose life. Okay. You know, it's interesting how the pro-choicers don't want you to show the young people what they advocate.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that they're at war with God, because what we're seeing in this country is 3,700 babies a day being murdered in the womb. So basically you have the American people in this country, namely Planned Parenthood, advocating what God condemns. I want to be on God's side, and I want to show the young people, look at their advocating. And for some reason, this principal did not want his student population to see what he was advocating through abortion.
That's right. So through his pride, he comes marching up in front of the school and cancels the assembly. But you get to see all
the
folks.
He was an angry elf.
Yes, he was. He was fuming. There was smoke coming out of the top of his head.
And you'll see why he's an angry elf when you see him,
right,
because he's about half my size. I think that made him mad in the first
That's
place.
Right. So he looked up to Bradley and said, "This is done." Anyhow, he canceled the school assembly, but this is what WorldNet Daily gravitated towards, because right now we have a box set called My War. We've talked about it a number of times. But this video, before I lose track, there's so many things to talk about. This Facebook page is going to keep you in tune with that.
You got to see how the young people responded to the particular
That's
principal
right.
in this school, folks, because it backfired. Right. He comes out the first time, and when he came out the first time, now if this offends anybody and you don't like what you're hearing,
in other words,
you can leave. So all the kids stayed, folks. It was the most powerful thing, one of the most powerful things I ever seen in a student body population. They all stayed, and then when they didn't get up and leave, it made him more angry.
Right.
That elf got a little
elf
more angry.
Angrier.
And what happened basically is he came back and he said, "It's over. There's an emergency at the school." He totally lied. Yeah. And it totally backfired. Folks, you got to see what I'm dealing with out there, because it was incredibly powerful. And I'll tell you what, this isn't a downer. This is total hope, because you'll see the teacher saying good job and the student body starting to clap for the stand that we took in their school. And it wasn't rebellious. You'll see who the rebelliousness came from. It was from the principal that didn't want his student body to know that, listen, there is life.
Right.
And there again, you know, folks, if you're out there and you're some of these lunatics and these weirdos and these atheists that are pro-choice, as you call yourself, interesting that you would call it choice there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when one's gay, it's not choice,
oh,
is
no,
it?
No, no, no.
But it's interesting that you advocate abortion, then why don't you show everybody what you're advocating?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and show them.
What's
and
so
then
good?
Watch when the young people get angry for you, with you, for what you're advocating. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to be a pretty sight when they catch on. And let me tell you something, they are catching on.
That's right. And that's what this column is regarding. If you go to this
It's
Facebook
a documentary
page,
video.
That's right. On this particular... There's so much to explain here. Let me just say it this way. You go
seconds.
To the Facebook page. You find this story of WorldNet Daily, among other stories. Last week's Rick Santorum interview is on there as well. Every time the Sons of Liberty does something new, become a fan of this page. You can follow along. And then also it'll cue you into the documentary, My War, which is right on the site.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Again, here's the number. 1-877-807-9977. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you the very meaning of Halloween really quick. Interesting stuff happened today. And then I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to offer you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake wants to finish up really quick, and then I'm going to explain to you what Halloween really is all about.
So, folks, there's three things I want to draw your attention to on the Facebook page. Again, it's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you can see the Facebook icon. Recently, Bradley just published a column in WorldNet Daily, included a video. Also, we have Rick Santorum, the interview from last week. It's all chopped up and ready
interview.
For you guys. That's right. Rick
interview.
Was standing on his 2 feet. And, folks, if you didn't tune in last week, you really got to hear this thing. I think it's like a 14-minute interview. You want to check it out. It's right on the Facebook page. Become a fan. Like the page, and you'll get our updates every single day because there's always something new down here at the Sons of Liberty.
Okay, now what happened today is that I was down at Cub Foods. Getting some milk and some groceries, as they say. As mom and dad say, groceries. And when I was there, I noticed all these little kids, and they had all their costumes on. And I thought, man, I mean, you want to talk about a spiritual holiday, mm-hmm. as we call it in America?
Yeah.
You have all these little boys dressed up as devils. You have all these little girls dressed up as witches. And then you have all these little girls dressed up as angels and their mothers dressed up as angels. Mm-hmm. And I thought, folks, what don't we understand about what Halloween is really based off of? Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area which is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. This day marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with, listen carefully, folks, human death. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. This is what Halloween is about. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain again when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Now, I'm not trying to be creepy or, you know, trying to put a chill up your spine, but folks, we really have to think about what we're allowing here. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes. They wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skins and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. And I might also add that the Druids were taught to go knock on people's doors and they would say trick or treat. And they would basically say, either give me something that you own or else I'm going to curse your house. That's what Halloween
sounds
is about.
Sounds healthy, right?
Oh,
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dress up the little kids and let them go run around for Halloween.
Well, I mean, I think that's the thing. I seen one little guy walk by, and God forbid it happens to anybody, but I seen a kid probably about 6 or 7 years old. He was dressed up like he just got killed. He had blood coming out of his ears, blood coming out of his mouth. And while everybody might say, well, it's not like it's real or not, but why is it always emulating death? Mm-hmm. Why is it always emulating the devil or godly things? Why is it always spiritual things, folks? Because I just gave you the definition of Halloween and what it's about. Pretty crazy stuff. You say it's harmless? Well, I'll tell you what. That's fine, it's harmless, but why are we, in the first place, why are we observing such a holiday anyways? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's pretty twisted, yeah?
You know, it's also called Reformation Day, to give a positive to what a Halloween actually is and how it's become a mockery of that which is good. Does anybody remember a man named Martin Luther? There's a particular
day. He was a reformer, wasn't he?
That's right.
And he pretty much rocked the world.
He was a monk.
He shook the gates of hell.
He goes, speaking of gates, that very day he went to the gates of the Wittenberg Church to post 95 theses on the holiday.
In honor of the Pope.
That's right. But also, you've got to understand that that particular day was Halloween. It was a day, it was a celebration. It was a holy day at that particular time. Look how it's become perverted.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that the ministry does, and we do it every single year, we use that which is meant for the bad for the good.
The evil. Yeah.
That's right. And that which is evil for good.
Yeah.
What we do is we get gospel tracts, and I encourage every single one of you to do this across your neighborhoods because it is a prime opportunity. The kids will come to you for gospel tracts. They come in and they say, you know, trick or treat. They've got all their crazy things on. Last year, the boys spent their own money. Our kids here in the ministry spent their own money, bought gospel tracts and got candy, gave them a gospel tract that teaches the kids the Ten Commandments, and then allowed them to have a piece of candy. And I think it was like 700 kids came to us to get the gospel.
Yeah.
And then the next year, we did a different tract.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, the kids look forward to coming to our building because they know they're going to get the gospel tract.
Let's get this straight, though. They didn't come for the gospel. They came for the candy, but they got the gospel.
That's
right. And that's the church's job.
That's right.
You know, when we have all these hallelujah days, you know how the church mocks the world again? Instead of the church influencing the world, you have the church copying and being influenced by the spirit of the world.
Yeah.
And they have their kids dressing up like biblical characters.
Mm.
Why would they emulate that?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Look who's influencing who, and then they do the same thing. They just do it with good characters rather than satanic or scary or you get the
point.
But
there's where the church loses ground again. You
totally.
Said it. They emulate the world. They're trying to be the world. Well, we'll make ourselves kind of like the world, but we'll put a little bit of Jesus holy water on it and make it better.
I got a question for you, though. Where did those little, like, slit square glasses come in? Where did the bald heads come from, the youth pastors and the... I mean, dude, you want to talk about repulsive business? It's like, geez, dude, you guys all look the same way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe they're hoping the world follows them.
Anyways, I just wanted to share because I thought it was crazy. And what's interesting about it is there was tons of kids going there.
Yeah.
Tons of kids. And they go inside. They see these monsters. They see skulls. They see death everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They see fear everywhere. Yet the Bible says we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Why are we teaching them to be afraid? Who takes ground in fear? Fear paralyzes.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go back to Mr. Douglas MacArthur when he rightly said, we're not to teach our kids. I'm saying this. We don't teach our kids to take counsel from their fears.
Mm-hmm.
No. We embolden them by the Spirit of Christ to take and dispossess our enemies, not to succumb to them.
That's right.
MacArthur said, you guys ready for this? Never take counsel from your fears. Well, let me say this to the parents across the country. Never teach your kids to be afraid. Never teach them to be the cowardly lion from Wizard of Oz. No. Oh, no.
No lie.
Never teach them to be the heartless tin man.
That's right.
Never teach them to be the straw man. Never teach them to be Dorothy. Always teach them, folks, to be Toto.
That's right. Pull the curtains back.
Hey, folks, it's
be
not
bold.
It's not how big the dog is that's in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog.
Woo!
You like that?
I like it.
I did too. Now, I know you guys are all jumping around in your cars right now. And all those tailgate partiers, they're refreshed now. They're
Turn
at ease now. That's right. Let's have a little fun here, folks. What I want to do, first question I want to ask you is, how many candidates were in the 2008 presidential race? Just want to ask you. There's 312,511,424 people in this country. How many people did you hear of that were presidential candidates in 2008? How many? Two? Three? How many? Four?
I'd say most people would say three at the most.
They say that an average campaign to run for the presidency costs $250 million.
That's a lot of stimulus.
Yeah. So I would probably suspect that if they have $250 million, they're going to be in the spotlight.
Mm, probably.
What's scary about that is where the money is coming from, and the media simply targets one of them, and they keep promulgating and pushing that individual. Sounds like they have some help.
Yeah.
But what about
assistance?
The 312,511,424 people? And we heard about two or three candidates. John McCain, Obama, Hillary Clinton. You know what's interesting, folks, is they're putting a blackout on Ron Paul. You know what we've seen all across the country? We've seen Ron Paul people and Ron Paul signs 10 to 1 over either Hillary Clinton or over Obama.
Yeah, they're way more active.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Now, when we come back, what I want to do, I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give you some facts and characteristics. And if you played this before, you can't play again, by the way. And it's, by the way, there's no right or wrong answer. It's where you are as far as your integrity lines up with your walk in life is really what it comes down to, where your principles are, where your walk in life is, what your right and wrong is, what you balance out everything in judgment. I'm going to ask you to pick the next world leader, and I'm going to give you some facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. And what I'm going to do is I want you to call in. That number is 1-877-807-9977, and I want you to tell us and tell America exactly who it is that you picked for the next world leader and why. It's important that you tell me the why. But I'm also going to tell you at the end of this little questionnaire, at the very end of it, I'm going to say, look at this guy said, look at this guy said, look at this guy said. I'm going to give you the facts on this guy, and this guy, and then the characteristics of A, B, and C. So when we come back after this break, I want you to tell me who it is that you would pick for a new world leader, and I want you to tell me why you picked that new world leader. And again, there's no right or wrong answer, and I'm going to give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. It's great stuff. You need to see it. I don't care if you're a Tea Partier, a conservative, a Christian, all of those above. That's what we are. Mm-hmm. That's what the Sons of Liberty are. So again, when we come back, I'm going to ask you to pick the next world leader, and I want you to give me a call, and I'll give you a free DVD. We're just having fun, too, by the way, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, here we go. You pick the next world leader. Here's candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Is that who you want as the next world leader, candidate A? Here's candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice. He sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every night. That's candidate B. Do you want him to be the next world leader? Here's candidate C. He's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke. He drinks an occasional beer and has never had any extramarital affairs. That's candidate C. Now, which one would you pick, folks? Candidate A, candidate B, or candidate C? The number's 1-877-807-9977. And I'm going to take a couple of your calls, and then I'm going to let you express yourself. And then at the end of that, I'm going to tell you who you voted for, if it be candidate A, candidate B, candidate C. So, again, that number's 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977, and I will give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, and there's no right or wrong answer. I think it's just going to be pretty shocking and revealing once you find out who the candidates are. So whenever you want to give us a call, we'll go ahead and take your call, and we'll throw it up. And in the meantime, over the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about the exposition that we've done in over 330 schools and 22 different states. And the phrase that we've been using is by a man named Victor Hugo. He said, where there's darkness, crimes will be committed. He said, the guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Isn't that interesting? Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed, he said. Where there's darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. When doing high school assemblies across the country, I had one individual, after I showed Moses and the Ten Commandments on the top of the Supreme Court building, where it states justice is the guardian of liberty, as a part of my assembly, I had one kid out of all those schools and hundreds of thousands of students across the country. One student, folks, one student. The wicked flee when none pursueth. One student. Say, aren't you crossing the lines between church and state? Folks, did you know that that phrase is nowhere in the Constitution of the United States? Nowhere in your Bill of Rights? Nowhere in your Declaration of Independence? Nowhere in any founding documents is there the phrase separation of church and state? Did you also know that Thomas Jefferson, to the Danbury Baptists in 1802, said, I contemplate with sovereign reverence that the act of the whole American people, which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state. So what does that mean exactly? Well, that wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church. But it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. What's also interesting about Thomas Jefferson, he was the president of the United States at the time. He was also the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. And he made two books mandatory, America, two books that were made mandatory by Thomas Jefferson. The Bible and Watts hymn booklets. That's what was made mandatory in public schools. So what did Thomas Jefferson mean? He was barring the government from interfering. Why do we have churches across America afraid to do their duty? Well, let me tell you what, 98% of them don't want to do their duty. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they don't want to. They want to be raptured from responsibility.
Yes.
That's why they're always telling you and bringing forth fear and hopelessness. It's not scriptural at all, folks. They don't want to do their job. Because, folks, let me tell you what, lines between church and state works for you, not against you. For those out there that are afraid, and maybe this is the first time that you've ever heard this before, well, where did you hear lines between church and state? You can't do that. You heard it from the American Civil Liberties Union, didn't you? Notice the name, American Civil Liberties Union. Well, liberty without God, fish without water.
Yes, we're liberated.
On the ACLU's website, their version was this. Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech. That's what they were pushing on the American people. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's not what Article 1 of the Bill of Rights says at all. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The founder of the ACLU, his name is Roger Baldwin, he did say this. He said, listen carefully so we can put this into perspective, America. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Now let me tell you what Roger Baldwin's daddy said. His name is Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin aimed at America because of our greatness and because of America's freedoms. He couldn't stand it. Listen to what Joseph Stalin said, folks. He said, America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. This is what he said you must attack. It's patriotism. It's morality. And it's spirituality. He said, Joseph Stalin did, if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Wow. Mm-hmm. Common sense.
Yeah.
Why morality, Jake? Because you'll have no power to stand up any opposition.
No virtue, no power.
No power from without. Why patriotism? Isn't it interesting? I heard on the radio again today, Obama. Have you noticed that almost everything that comes out of that man's mouth, you can see he's doing the exact opposite. By the way, folks, that is communism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he learned from his teacher Saul Alinsky in Chicago when he was organizing. Yet our forefathers told us, like James Madison, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. See, you have to cause the conspiracy to happen within so it will fall in and collapse from within. The communists knew that.
Yep.
Most people in America will say, oh, they're stupid, they don't know what they're doing. Really? Attack its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. What do we see today? Everybody's talking about the flag and patriotism and union. And what do you see in division? Unpatriotic laws being thrown on the American people. Mm-hmm. Instead of morality having a sure foundation, it's being attacked and undermined by the homosexual agenda. In the spiritual life, who's aimed at the spirituality of our country, namely the Christian religion, who we are as one nation under God, founded on that Mosaic institution, the ACLU,
yep.
American Separated for Church and State. Rob Boston, that brother doesn't want to come on the radio because he knows what he's promulgating and pushing on the American people is not true. He doesn't want to go after anybody that knows what the Constitution says. He doesn't want to go after moral people. He doesn't want to go after patriots. And he doesn't want to go after those that know their God. They have to go for the weak ones and spoil the camp. Again, the separation of church and state, nowhere. The Bible belongs in every public school in this country.
Yep.
Every single one. The Constitution of the former Soviet Union, listen carefully, Article 52, right in line with the American Civil Liberties Union and Americans Separated for Church and State. The church in the USSR, communist country, is separated from the state and the school from the church. Article 52. Of the communist constitution.
Why would
not America? In every building, in people debating in our government, and you go inside of those public buildings, and his name is all over the building. But why must we do that? Because Abraham Lincoln was right when he said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of government in the next generation. We have to dummy the kids down. Now what we have in our country, folks, is Muslims going into Catholic churches saying, we want it our way or else we're going to sue you. Or going to pop companies or those that produce colas or soda pop and say, you know what? We need time to pray. Listen, Muslims, if you don't like it the way it is here, then go home. If your God is the God of the earth and you prospered where you were, then I'll tell you what, let's go over to your country.
Yeah, let's get some liberty over there.
And where is the backbone in those that represent the American people by letting these frivolous lawsuits know it's a plan? Father, or folks, it's a siege to destroy within. One doesn't need to go further than doing a Google search to see what's wrong in our country. You're being attacked all over the place. They're beginning to implement Sharia law throughout the country. It is illegal and unconstitutional. Try going to their country and implementing Mosaic Institution and Christian religion. See how far it goes. Go over there and sue one of their companies.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. But here's the American people. Oh, we got to let everybody do what they want to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. At the end of the day, folks, what are you going to have left if you keep sitting on your morals? And I'm speaking to you conservatives out there. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brian Tuohy, sitting in for Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, 25 Hills, a powerful story about a boy and the local fire chief, both grieving over the death of loved ones who are put together to build a soapbox derby car. 25 Hills are heartfelt entertainment that strongly presents the gospel of Jesus Christ, filled with patriotic values and an exciting finish that will make you want to stand up and cheer. Thunder Soul is a rousing musical documentary about the positive impact of a band leader on a Houston, Texas high school in the 1970s. Thunder Soul is an inspiring documentary with a strong moral worldview, extolling family, marriage, and prayer. Real Steel stars Hugh Jackman as a down-and-out boxer who partners with his young estranged to fix up a cast-off boxing robot, which starts winning some impossible bouts. Real Steel is an entertaining story about a redemption and second chances, but it's got some intense scenes and enough gratuitous foul language to require caution. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing, please visit movieguide.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, interesting, right during the break, Jake was online checking out what I was talking about. And look who's involved in working to give the rights to the Muslims, folks. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh, it's actually not just Muslims here. We're bringing two
talking about the Catholic Church, right?
Yep, that is also. But this particular situation, there's a board of county commissioners in North Carolina. County commissioners ruling people in the county there. In North Carolina, and they're asking the Supreme Court for help, and this is why. Its members don't believe they should have to forbid volunteers from mentioning the name of Jesus in prayers offered before their meetings. Now, this is a civil office, and people that are volunteers come in and pray in the name of Jesus. Now, if you notice the two people that came and sued so that people could not be able to pray in the name of Jesus anymore, volunteers, mind you, these aren't even paid employees, the American Civil Liberties Union... Okay, because they want civil liberties for everybody.
Can I interject something?
Freedom.
Every time the children of Israel departed from God, God would allow spoilers to come in and destroy.
That's right.
And then when they cried out in their distress, there was God to answer them as faithful as he is, and he always is.
That's right.
And what's happening, you're being spoiled little by little, and they are breeding themselves one after another. Folks, again, hate to say it, but because you're running from it, and you think for some reason it's never going to overtake you or your posterity, well, that's what it's aimed at. And these dummies, for the most part, don't know that they're destroying themselves as well.
That's right. And can I say something, too, to that? Is that, folks, if you are not speaking out... You know, Bradley, you just talked about separation of church and state. I'm sure we're going to talk more about it. It does not exist the way that you perceive it to exist.
Yeah.
You have every right in the world to bring Christ into the public sector. You have that right and that duty, ultimately.
They're trying to teach your kids what they can say, when they can say it, and where they can say it, and how they can say it.
Yep.
That is not America, folks.
No, it's not. And you won't have liberty if you persist in that kind of
it's foolishness. Freedom of speech to say anything you want. Except talk about the word of God
Christ.
And righteousness, folks, it's completely backwards. It's way off track.
So as the ACLU gets together, what they do is they partner up with another group. Now, first of all, you all understand that our liberties come from who? Well, it comes from the people. It comes from the Constitution. No, the Constitution is a piece of paper, and the people are not sovereign. Our rights come from God. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't evolve out of muck. So the Civil Liberties Union should be there to ensure your God-given rights.
Yeah.
But what you find is anytime God is under attack, guess who's there? And guess who's right next to them? So let's talk about liberties. Who do they want liberties for? Right next to them is the American Civil Liberties Union and the Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Hmm. Hey, dude.
So liberty can you even and take, separation
Jake,
from
can
the
you
government.
Even can you even take the I've read some of their pamphlets.
I know.
They shoot themselves in the foot all over the place, and you know what? They know it.
That's right.
They know it. They just don't want the American people to catch on to it that they do know.
Yep.
Because they do know, because Mr. Boston will not get on this radio program because he knows what he's saying is untrue.
You know, I just tweeted something this morning, and this is how weak they are. Because that's exactly what they are, is weak. The only way you're going to be able to stand in this society right now, folks, is if you love. You won't have backbone if you don't love. Some of you say, well, gosh, I really want to, but I'm so scared. It's because you don't love. And I'm not
that's
saying
right.
that in necessarily a condemning way. To some people, I definitely am. But to some of you, you need to get on fire. You don't have a love. Your Christianity does not exist if you can't stand and talk it. And you need to plead with God until it comes into your heart that you will do
yeah.
and step out.
Yeah.
But this is what I tweeted this morning. America won't always get what she wants, but she will always get what she allows.
Yeah.
You're going to get it if you allow it every single time.
Can I say a word to the church now? I heard a preacher say this that used to walk with Martin Luther King in the civil rights movement, that you continuously put their lives on the line day mm-hmm. after day. He said that God is always willing to give you, America, listen to me carefully, church, what you're willing to fight for.
That's right.
He's exactly right on the money. He'll always give you what you're willing to fight for. He always has. He's never failed that. If you look at the children of Israel under Joshua, he didn't fail one word of his covenant, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, what about the Catholic situation?
Now, the Catholic situation, you've got a bunch of Muslims. This particular one happened in North Carolina. Folks, you can find it at Sons of Liberty Media. That's right on our homepage, Sons of Liberty Radio, SOL Media. We post stories like this and things that we're talking about that are of interest where you need to stand. But going to the Muslims here, they did it with Hertz. We covered that on the show a couple weeks ago in our daily program. But at this particular university, Muslims are suing for, religious discrimination because they attend Catholic universities. A Muslim.
No. I got an idea, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Now, folks, what we need to do is we need to find some mosques, and we need to go inside of the mosques and ask where our Christian crosses and crucifixes are
right.
and where our prayer rooms are in their mosques.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when people start to get on that line, this is when it's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find a couple.
Yeah.
We'll find a couple for you, folks. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go into these particular situations and we're going to cry discrimination because they don't have prayer rooms set up for the Christians. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Now, I could just hear some people saying, well, that's ridiculous. Why would you go to a mosque and ask for Jesus? Well, they're going to Catholic universities, and in their prayer rooms, there's crucifixes hanging because you're in a Catholic university. And they're saying, we want those taken down because we need to pray to our God, and that is offending us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's if people would think the right way. Think the right way.
I've got an idea. You just get a really big boot and boot them out of your college. You came there.
Remember what Dwyer did with Eminent Domain? Do you remember that story? Don Dwyer?
Oh.
A representative out of Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the judge was saying that a particular people had to give up their property?
Sure.
For Eminent Domain? What he did is he went after the judge and said, we need your property for Eminent Domain.
That's right. Go to their houses.
That's
right.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, and that's the right perspective.
Let's start with your house,
you
boss.
Fight fire with fire, and don't sit there and tell me, oh, that's immature. Oh, is it immature? You're being dispossessed, and
that's
you're
right.
telling me it's immature?
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's put it into perspective, because I've had it with what I see out there. And sometimes I get Facebooks where people will say, you know what, our founding forefathers didn't put up with this and they didn't do this. You know, we tried to tell you. I emailed them back right away and I said, what's all this defeatism? What is this garbage? I don't want you on my Facebook if you're going to keep talking about hopelessness
right.
and the fact that we don't have the power to move forward. God is waiting for, in his mercy, to give power for the American people to stand up and go forward.
Yeah.
That's what this country's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, folks, these colors don't run.
That's right.
Come on, let's put it into perspective. You are winning the day, America, but we have to come together and do it in Jesus' name.
I mean, can you imagine going into your prayer room and saying, well, Lord, you know, there's so much bad stuff going on today, and there's, you know, there's abortion and gay marriage, and the Muslims are taking over. I'm so glad you're coming back soon, because I really don't think there's anything you could do about it, God. I just don't think you could do anything, Lord.
It's excuse after excuse after excuse.
The God of heaven can't do anything.
And it's a giving up, and it's a giving up, because they're being inundated by false preachers and false prophets telling them that everything, it doesn't matter anymore. It's the end times. As I have said so many times prior to this, what must our forefathers have been thinking at the time? I just read the Declaration of Independence last night, and the grievances towards that king were atrocious. Mm-hmm. Nothing short of it.
Yep.
He was tagged as a tyrant by our forefathers, and they called upon the God of heaven in Jesus' name. And because of 55 men, God restored this country to us, and there was a declaration of, here's the big word, folks, independence.
That's right.
And that's what everybody was afraid to say, was the word independence. No, we have independence because of our God and because of our forefathers. So let's not shame their memories or dishonor their memories by tucking tail and running when we should stand up and fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we should do, in righteousness and lawfully in every sense of the word.
And you're bringing up our founders again in eschatology. They believed in eschatology. They thought that Christ was coming soon. Let me ask you something, folks. If Christ comes, we said it on the weekday show, but if Christ is coming next week, what are you going to do? You go have a meeting?
You know what? Here's another
thing
for you. And
weep with each other?
Here's another thing for you. And you mark my words on this. The homosexual pastors won't respond.
They don't.
They'll attack. You know, I think it's time that we start getting involved with some of these churches. And we start inundating them with the Word of God. That's what we need to do. We need to go to their churches, visit their congregations, and begin to preach out from the housetops. Okay? They're trying to shut down churches for speaking out against their sins. So therefore, I think what we need to do is start to go to their churches and visit them and preach the Word. Because that's what the church is for in the first place, is to preach the Word. Isn't that what the Black Regiment was? And let me say this. Isn't that what the Black Regiment is now?
That's right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to get back to. Folks, iron sharpens iron, and I'm just trying to sharpen your iron. But my gosh, if you're made out of iron, sharpen the tip. And I'm talking about spiritually speaking here. And get the sword of the Spirit out. And get with it. Because God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a man that he should lie. And if you've never called out upon him before, I guarantee you this, he'll answer you. It may be in a way that you don't like, but it's only there to crucify you, to empower you to answer your prayers the way that he wants to answer your prayers. And he'll set you up on your pony in righteousness, and he'll say, go take the land. Might take a couple of years, but he's faithful to do just that. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about hypocrisy right after this break. 1-877-807-9977. I never did answer that question, did I? Here, we're going to go back to that right after this break.